It's the 13th of February. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedfordshire News in 100 seconds. A vape shop, which was issued with a 24-hour closure order, will now be forced to close for an additional 3 months due to a Luton Magistrates Court order that has extended the time period. K Crystal Vape Shop on Bedford's Midland Road was closed down on Tuesday by Bedford Borough Council's Trading Standards Officers with the assistance of Bedford Community Police. Public complaints led to an investigation of the retailer, which revealed the continued sale of illegal tobacco and vaping products, including a vape that was sold to somebody who was only 15. The products were hidden in various parts of the store, including behind false walls. Councillor Philippa Martin Moore and Bryant said, "This closure order sends a clear message that we are committed to tackling this issue and ensuring a fair and safe trading environment for all." In celebration of National Apprenticeship Week 2025, Bedford Modern School Year 13 student Alex has secured a degree apprenticeship. Starting in August, he'll be working as an audit and accounts junior at MHA in Milton Keynes while he pursues a professional accounting qualification up to Level 7 ACA to become a chartered accountant. The Bedford Borough Business Boost Workshop is happening next month. The online workshop will teach business owners how to use AI tools for content creation, social media management, customer service, business planning, and market trend analysis. The free event, sponsored in part by Date & Bell Consultancy, will be delivered by AI enthusiast and experienced coach Gray Lawson on Wednesday, March the 5th, from 9:30 a.m. to 12 p.m. Those interested should register by sending an email to bbbb@dateandbell.com. Officers from Bedfordshire's Community Policing Team recently visited Westfield Primary School in Queen's Park, where Year 3 students previously discussed the differences between heroes and villains. The officers talked to the children about the policing role, community safety, and the process of becoming a police officer. They were then taken on a tour of a police vehicle and learned about seatbelt safety. The Year 3 students said they look forward to the officers' next visit. That's your Bedfordshire News in 100 seconds.
Working from home has its advantages and disadvantages. Those same four walls, not to mention your co-workers. Familiar. Provident House in Harper Street, Bedford has everything you need to run your business away from home. It's friendly, fun, quirky, inspiring and creative with meeting rooms, hot desks, serviced offices, virtual mailboxes, free Wi-Fi and tea and coffee on tap. The only downside is explaining to your co-worker why you're leaving. To see what you're missing, visit www.provident.house.